League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, DS launches the number 8. Ford unveils the Puma Gen E and Eon's bi-directional pilot shows how much money you'll save. Plus, stay tuned because later in the show, I'll tell you why the US Postal Service are falling in love with their new EV delivery vans. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information. For Wednesday, 4th of December, I'm Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story, so you don't have to. And thank you, as always, to the Patreon supporters who get the shows ad-free. You can be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. We'll start with news of the French luxury brand DS. They'll launch an all-electric flagship SUV, because, of course, it's an SUV. The DS number 8, replacing the DS9 midsize sedan. Instead of the expected name DS8 E-Tense, the new SUV coupe will target the luxury market known as the DS number 8. Let me explain. For audio listeners, if you're not looking at the show notes, it is a capitalized N and then a superscript lowercase o, which in this country is, maybe in Europe as well, is how if you lived at, you know, number 100 so-and-so street, often it would be N uppercase 0. It looks like the degrees symbol, and often if you've only got that available on a computer keyboard, that's often substituted. So number, N uppercase or superscript, O, and then numerical 8. Now in the US, you use the hashtag for the kind of number shortcut symbol. So I'm not sure it translates wholly to North America, but either way, that's how it's stylized, not called the DS8 E-Tense. Earlier, DS shared a new photo without naming the model. Now we have officially named it. They say the DS number 8, marking a shift to a completely electric lineup, highlighting their move into the luxury sector as well. The new N0 number 8, anyway. Prefix signifies the new generation of how they'll call their models, the little degrees symbol, representing what they say, a diamond point, which signifies elegance and expertise. Sometimes I wonder who writes this stuff. The number 8's interior, inspired by mid-20th century science fiction, including a vertical gold band across the dashboard and gold panels that light up at night. Speaker grills are integrated into the doors, and the dashboard is sleek with some floating screens, and the center console has lighting effects to resemble hyperspace travel. The DS number 8 offers WLTP range of 466 miles, which should be the headline because that's huge, which is 750 kilometers. Over 50 pre-series units are currently being tested daily on French roads. The vehicle includes DS Automobile's Pixel Vision headlights and vertically arranged DRLs. Its design features a rearward set windscreen, low-hanging hood, and uniquely molded rear wings with a three-dimensional rear light structure and vertical lights to improve aerodynamics, they say. Drag coefficient 0.24. DS number 8 will be manufactured in Melfi in Italy, and it uses the STLA medium platform, so that would take both combustion and electric drivetrains. However, DS has committed to an all-electric lineup for the model. Pricing details not yet announced, but my US buyers probably can't get this one. Like I say, the headline should be 466 miles WLTP. We love the stuff that is coming out of that platform at the moment. Now, let's talk about the US Postal Service introducing their all-electric mail trucks in several communities and getting very positive feedback from the mail carriers. The new electric trucks replace the old boxy models with a lower front end for better aero and improved road visibility with a big, large windshield. Safety features have been enhanced with airbags, automatic emergency braking, and collision avoidance. These old vehicles, which were still running long past their sell-by date, had none of these things. They had terrible conditions for the people working and delivering the mail. No safety to speak of, really. The side cargo door improves safety by lowering the risk of injuries and fatalities associated with the previous rear opening doors. Additionally, the electric trucks provide more reliable transportation, eliminating all the frequent breakdowns common with these aging old combustion vehicles. The electric mail trucks have a range of 70 miles. That's 113 kilometres. And we don't talk about EVs these days really having 70 miles of range, but the average daily driving distance of one of these things is between 12 and 15 miles for most city letter carriers. Charging the vehicles is now routine overnight. With a fleet of 231,000 vehicles, the US Postal Service operates one of the largest civilian vehicle fleets in the world. Electric vehicles are more energy efficient, using nearly 90%, sometimes more, of the energy stored in the battery for actual kinetic physical movement, benefiting, of course, from regen braking. Think about mail trucks and even like Amazon delivery vans and stuff like that. They are always stopping and starting, and that regen recaptures energy from slowing down. According to Yale Climate News, switching to EVs reduces the energy needed for driving by 47%, a figure that will grow as renewable energy sources become more common. Let's move on. We have a new vehicle launch to talk about. I've hinted at this over the last couple of days. The Ford Puma is now going electric. Ford Puma Gen E. This is the fourth Ford electric car. We had the Mustang Mach-E over here, which hasn't been a huge seller. Then we had the Ford Explorer, which I think is great, by the way. Looks great. It's nice inside. It's basically a VW ID4 because it's built on the VW ID4 platform. And that comes with all the downsides of that platform, like the silly steering wheel and the some of the downsides of it. But then the Capri, obviously, which is basically an Explorer, or actually, it's a Ford ID5. And they try and make the Capri its own thing, its own vehicle, gave it, you know, bringing back the retro name, like the Renault 4, Renault 5, Vauxhall are doing it with the Frontera name, Ford did it with a Capri. It's not really a Capri, it's a Ford ID5, it's the same. It's a bit longer than the Explorer, and otherwise, look, it's perfectly nice. I really quite like it, but it's £55,000 in some specs. So they needed something at the cheaper end, because that's what Ford is, right? Ford vehicles, apart from maybe a Cosworth or an RS, a lot of people were buying Ford Fiestas because they were good, reliable transport. They were nice cars to drive, but no one ever really wrote home about them. It was Ford's secret sauce for so many years, but now the Fiesta's been taken off sale, and the Puma is pretty much the smallest passenger car that you can buy now, and even then that starts at £26,000 here in the UK. So going all electric, what can we expect? Well, it's technically called a subcompact electric vehicle designed for the European market. It's based on the combustion Puma, Puma Gen-E will be assembled in Romania, like the petrol models on the same line. The Gen-E is built on a modified B-car platform with a 43 kilowatt hour battery. That's 43 net, 46 gross. So perhaps challenging in terms of battery size. It makes the electric Puma 5 millimetres taller and 28 millimetres longer than the petrol version. The lithium-ion battery has WLTP range of 234 miles. That's 378 kilometres. So all of a sudden in the winter, at highway speeds, you're going a long way under 200 miles, which for some might not be okay. For the standard select model, even less for the premium trim. Both models charge 100 kilowatts, so 80% in 23 minutes, competing with the Mini Aceman, the Peugeot E2008, and a bunch of cars around that low 30s price point. In Germany, it'll be 37,000 euros. Now, that's 3,000 euros less than you can get into a Tesla Model 3 for. So, again, that's a bit of an issue because you can, you know, almost double your range and get a lot more car. The Puma is quite a small vehicle. Compared to the Peugeot E2008's 50 kilowatt hour battery and its 212 mile range, the Puma is a bit more efficient by the look of it. The electric Puma has a front-mounted single motor, actually made in Ford's Halewood plant here in the UK. So that's where the motors are going to be made, shipped over to Romania for assembly. And then if you're buying the car here, shipped all the way back again. 166 horsepower, 124 kilowatts, and it'll do 0 to 62 miles an hour in 8 seconds, 100 miles an hour top speed. In terms of design, Ford's Puma Gen-E is the same as its combustion version. The centre console has been redesigned for more storage. Obviously, you can use that space. The interior has a 12-inch central touchscreen, a 12.8-inch digital gauge cluster. It has wireless phone charging, adaptive cruise, stop and go, and lane centering, driver assist, 360 camera, and Ford aims to use the Puma's strong market presence in the UK. It's the best-selling Ford. It has 42,500 UK sales so far this year for the combustion version. Try and persuade some of those to go electric. The Gen-E includes a really deep boot. In fact, they've given it a name, Gigabox, which is different from the combustion version. Don't they call it the Megabox in the combustion version? Anyway, there's no fuel tank. And so that goes all the way down. In fact, it goes down to the floor because there's a little bung in this. And so if you take out the liner, the boot liner, which you can take out the plastic boot liner to expose the Gigabox, then at the bottom of that is a little plastic bung that you can unscrew. And when you do that, well, then you can see the floor through the boot. Now, that's interesting because you can put dirty boots in there and then hose it out at the end of the day. If you've got a family, young family, I've got a 2 and a 6-year-old, then that's brilliant. If you do water sports, you can bung all your wet stuff in the back. And I don't know if you want to pour anything else out the back of your car for some reason, well, then you could just tip it straight out and the water, nothing obviously polluting, would drain onto the road. Isn't that interesting? Some people saying online, oh, I wish you'd use the space for just a bit more, a couple more modules of battery. And I mean, Ford can't win, really. If they'd have done that, they'd have been criticised for not having enough boot space. This is a very, very practical family car. Oh, and it tows, by the way, 750 kilograms. So it comes with a tow bar, and the tow bar is detachable, and they've made a really cool space in the frunk. Because yes, it has a frunk as well, so space up the front, even though it's based on the combustion car. No engine. They found space, but there's actually a special place to put that tow bar. Quite a heavy piece of metal, as you can imagine. So that, again, 750 kg is more than just your average bike rack. You can tow something, you know, maybe a small trailer on holiday or something. So, yeah, huge boot space compared to the competition, but smaller battery. If you're going to sell this for maybe £34,000, €37,000, all of a sudden you're in Kia EV3 territory. You're going to have to get used to me talking about the Kia EV3 every time I compare it to a vehicle around this price, because that can be spec'd with the base spec big battery, which is, what, 81.4 kilowatt hours? I haven't got my notes in front of me, but either way, I should know it, because that's going to knock on the door of 400 miles. This Puma will do, you know, just over 200 miles with its 40 kilowatt hour battery for the similar price. There's going to be challenges selling this. I'm interested to see how Ford market it. Ford are good at selling smaller cars. This isn't a small, cheap car, by the way, even in combustion version. If you're not aware, the Puma, which started life as a really cool little kind of sports car thing and has grown, like all cars have got fat over the years. And it's a much bigger car than you might think what the Puma is. But I'm going to watch Ford really closely on this, because this could work really, really well. And if they mess it up, then all it's going to be is a quite expensive car, you know, mid-30s with a very small battery. And there's two ways it could go. So let's watch it really closely. I'm really optimistic about this because, again, most people are not buying this car looking at the 34, 37,000 sticker price, which could just be, you know, their opening gambit. It holds up residuals and stuff. It could all be about how Ford price this monthly and, you know, lease pricing, PCP, PCH, all the different various ways of getting a car on a monthly price. So if those prices come in around the same as all the other cars of a similar spec, then I think they're on to a winner, because it's a Ford Puma and everyone knows it. And I think it looks nice. Again, some criticism of how it's been, you know, designed and what have you, but it's got a big panoramic roof, an opening panoramic roof, like on the MG that I just sold. The MG ZS, used to love that feature on the MG. A big pano roof that opens as well. Brilliant. And the Puma's got that. So in fact, it's got sort of the double thing, if you like. It's got like a bar across the middle of it above the headrests, driver's seat headrest. And then the people in the back have got their own smaller glass roof, but also their own sunshade that the people in the back or the kids can open or close their own sunshade. So there's sort of that split panoramic roof, which is, it's a nice feature. The Puma's going to be a nice car, but it all depends on the pricing and how they market it. Let's wait and see, should we? Right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about bi-directional charging and how much money that could make you. Let's find out back in a mo.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
All right, welcome back to the podcast. And Patreon supporters get the shows ad-free. You can be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes.
You know what I was about to say. All right, let's talk about V2L adapters for Teslas. Now, Tesla famously don't do vehicle to load, unlike the, you know, the Korean cars, the on the EGMP architecture. They come with a little dongle inside. Now they've got a 3-pin plug or a 2-pin plug inside, and then also outside you've got the adapter that plugs into the main traction battery charging socket, and then you can plug domestic appliances into it if you are needing it for work or power cut and you don't want to lose the freezer, or you're camping and you just need power from this huge energy store that you've got. Also, what I was looking at was the minute I've got all the SolarEdge stuff, but we might expand our battery storage one day, maybe to the bottom of the garden here in the EV News Daily building at the bottom of the garden in the office. And I thought, well, actually, if I did that, then maybe what I would have is an off-grid system, possibly, and maybe an inverter that would have two inputs. So you could have an inverter that is if off-grid or an on-grid, or, you know, a grid-tied system that's got two inputs. And then you could plug, if you needed to, the car into the inverter and charge a battery, a home battery even, that way. It would be a not very elegant permanent solution, but you could. And so famously Tesla don't do that and have always poured cold water on that. But, you know, there are adapters that you can get for Teslas, because it will physically go, the energy will physically flow both ways. And so whilst Tesla have postponed bidirectional power sharing for a long time on their own cars, maybe we could see it sometime in the future next year. Elon Musk has called it extremely inconvenient. There are other companies that will sell you these adapters. Inside EVs today have a look at those. Vorty Power sells one. Lectron sell one. A to Z, a Canadian company, sell one. Vorty Power launched their V2L adapter, and that will provide 3.5 kilowatts. That is through two 15-amp, 120-volt outlets. The adapter turns off automatically when the car's high-voltage battery reaches 20% or lower, preventing discharge. Vorty Power's adapter's $1,500. Yeah, Lectron's adapter is $100. That's for the Hyundai EGMP cars. So there's a bit of a disparity there, but if you really do want vehicle to load on your Tesla, there are companies that will sell you an adapter, and you can get energy out of Teslas, of course, not endorsed by the car company themselves, and you wouldn't want anyone causing damage to the main traction battery. There's no UL certification, but otherwise, really interesting that I'm seeing more and more people do that with their Teslas, you know, on communities and forums and online and videos and stuff like that. So very interesting. Now, E.ON have been doing a trial project called BiClever. B-I hyphen C-L capital E-V, because of course capital E-V in the word clever. Yes, having a word with E-V in the middle of it and then capitalizing the E-V is anything but clever. Anyway, it's somewhat of a cliche over the years, but a lot of companies still do it. They're like, oh, look, there's an EV in the name of the word. We want to have clever charging, so we'll capitalize EV. Oh, no one's ever thought of that before. Anyway, I should move on. Sorry. Occasionally, I have to vent with you, and it's like therapy sometimes for me. So thank you for the service. Thank you for being my therapist. So the BiClever project shows that EV owners will save €920 per year using two-way charging. This saving comes from vehicle to home, where the car battery powers the house, and vehicle to grid, where energy is sent back to the power grid. This pilot by E.ON included customers and a digital twin that evaluated the potential for reducing carbon emissions. E.ON also estimated that households with solar panels and two-way systems would save €420 annually. These savings result from more solar energy and taking advantage of charging prices. By reducing the purchase of grid electricity and buying energy when prices are low, energy is stored in the car for later use, effectively being a massive home battery. The project found that with solar panels and two-way charging of your car, a car with a 42 kilowatt hour battery would meet 51% of a home's energy needs per year, including both home energy and electric vehicle power. Adding a battery storage system puts your energy self-sufficiency to 59%. Yes, I do the same thing. I charge our home battery overnight at 7p on Octopus Intelligent Go. And depending on the kind of day that we're having, so if I've remembered to put the washing on overnight and the dishwasher on overnight, and all I'm powering really is during the day, then this, in, you know, I'm talking about December in the UK, some LED lights in the house, a bit of telly in the evening for the kids after they've done the homework and stuff, then we can get through to the end of the day with some battery left. We go through 10 kilowatt hours in a day. And then if I've messed up the schedules or I've got no hot water and I've got to whack the immersion on for a bit, then we chew through that pretty quickly and then we're back to peak rate. But either way, yeah, if you can store some cheap electricity overnight, depending on what the prices that you pay is, depends on your payback time. And it may never pay back, by the way. Our payback, I think, was about 7 years in the end, which is fine. Finally, the European Commission announced yesterday an investment of $4.8 billion, that's 4.6 billion euros, to promote net zero, focusing on EV battery cell production. The funding is part of the Commission's new five-year plan, starting on December the 1st until 2029. Two new proposals call for a combined budget of 3.4 billion euros to accelerate the use of decarbonisation technologies in Europe, like EV batteries. 1.2 billion euros is set aside to support renewable hydrogen production. Wow. For the first time, 1 billion euros will target EV battery cell manufacturing. This will support projects that develop new EV battery cells or adopt new manufacturing methods and technologies, the Commission saying, and I quote, multiple instruments are needed to overcome some of the economic barriers that the battery value chain in Europe, including its gigafactories, is currently facing, end quote. Well, the European Union will not grant up to 1 billion euros in subsidies to EV battery makers that rely on anything from China. The European Commission also saying yesterday, on the same day but in a different announcement, they're accepting grant applications for EV battery projects but will be giving preference to those that don't use Chinese sources for cathodes, anodes and active materials. Additionally, several projects must register new patents within EU member states to promote knowledge transfer. And that's your podcast for today. Thanks for listening. Thanks to our premium partners. Get a daily mention on the podcast. Hey, if you know a business that wants to be one of them, you're very welcome to get them to sign up. Patreon is the place to go. And thanks to Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, and Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East. National Car Charging on the US mainland and Aloha Charge in Hawaii. Derek Riley from Nevo.ie and the Nevo EV Review Island YouTube channel. And Octopus Electroverse, global public charging made simple with one app and one map. Have a good and see you tomorrow. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.